Pipe Network presents.
Miss Marion Brooke is a young woman whose father just died and left her with not one penny. Upon consultation with her family lawyer, Marion is forced to move in with her aunts, the powerful Agnes and Ada Van Ryn of New York City. In her travel to New York, she encounters trouble and loses her train ticket. But luckily, she receives help from a colored woman in Peggy Scott. Upon reaching New York in the night, Marion offers that Peggy comes with her to her aunts as the rain pours hard. In New York, as Agnes and Ada Van Ryn welcomes their niece Marion, Agnes also offers Peggy a job and asks her to stay in the manor with their servants. Together with Marion's arrival, a new family has also just moved in across the street in a newly built grandiose mansion. The Russells, the family of a railroad tycoon named George Russell, with his wife Bertha, son Larry, and a young daughter named Gladys. The Russells being new to the city but already an established name for their business developments, New York's high society of elites, including the Van Ryns, despise and ignore their existence and even verbally expressing their desire to not engage with the family. But as their husbands stay busy with their various businesses during the day, New York's high society wives spend their time entertaining each other, attending parties, lunches, and keeping themselves busy with different charities. And the Russells' arrival just might solve their fundraising problem. And Bertha Russell, George's strong-willed wife, is very much determined and is willing to do anything to be included and penetrate New York's social ranks. Meanwhile, in the Van Ryn Manor, Marion gets a visit from a friendly face, their family lawyer, Tom Rakes, who also just arrived in New York to explore its opportunities. Marion and Tom develops a romantic affair, which Aunt Agnes opposes. Aunt Ada, however, just asks Marion to be careful as Tom might only be just after their wealth. Peggy Scott, on the other hand, while working as Agnes Van Ryn's secretary, goes to several newspaper printing companies to submit her stories and be a published author. Peggy encounters several roadblocks, all because of her color. Peggy also becomes good friends with Marion, who at first shows ignorance about her and her family, but eventually does better and understands that Peggy also comes from a wealthy family. The two also becomes close confidants, with Marion turning to Peggy for advice about Tom, and Peggy opening up to Marion about her tragic past. And as the Russells earn more fame with their developing railroad business, and Bertha Russell climbing the ranks of New York's high society, she earns an ally with a fresh and open-minded Marion and her cousin Aurora Fane. Agnes Van Ryn's son Oscar Van Ryn, a scheming man with a secret, also sets himself to get a portion of the Russells' wealth by getting to their young daughter Gladys. All the drama in the high society social climbing is all witnessed from the inside by the Russells and the Van Ryn's household servants, which also sparks a chaotic relationship between the two houses' butlers, the Englishman Bannister of the Van Ryns and the American butler Church of the Russells. From Downton Abbey series creator Julian Fellowes, The Gilded Age is an HBO original series first announced in 2018 for NBC and moved to HBO in 2019. The low-stakes high society drama is set in 1880s New York, a time after the Civil War and before the beginning of the 20th century. The 9-episode first season boasts high production values with over 5,000 costumes, and as for its cast and crew, the costumes in itself is a character, a statement which holds true as seen in the show's many costume changes and outfits and production design fit for every character in the story. Old money versus new money, the Van Ryns of old New York trying to keep their position in society, and the Russells, the newcomers, who are as determined to have a place in New York's elites. That's primarily the story of the Gilded Age. But although it sounds like a low-stakes period drama, the Gilded Age is filled with award-worthy performances from Hollywood's elites, Christine Baranski as Agnes Van Ryn and Cynthia Nixon as Ada Brooke. The series also sees Louisa Jacobson's TV debut. Jacobson is one of the daughters of Hollywood legend Meryl Streep. Lene Benton plays the black elite Peggy Scott, and the Russells are played by Morgan Spector, with Carrie Coon's return to HBO after The Leftovers. Harry Richardson and Thaisa Farmiga play as their children. Also included in the cast are Blake Ritson as Oscar Van Ryn and the lovable butler Bannister in Church, played by Simon Jones and Jack Gilpin. The Gilded Age premiered on HBO on January 24 and wrapped its impressive first season on March 21. The series is officially renewed for a second season, and the behind-the-scenes look and in-depth analysis of each episode can be heard on HBO's The Gilded Age podcast, streaming wherever you get your podcasts. Enter the world of New York's high society and let the tournament begin in The Gilded Age. All episodes of Season 1 is available on HBO Max in the US and HBO Go in Asia. That's my review for HBO's The Gilded Age, my guilty pleasure drama in early 2022. And did I mention the costumes? It's so good. Check out The Gilded Age and tell me what you think on our social media pages. Reviews on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Review Podcast. Follow me on TV Time to know what I'm currently watching. The link to my profile is in the description. Also, use our affiliate link whenever you do your online shopping at Lazada. Link is also in the episode description. Thanks for listening to this episode. I'm your host, YBUSD. Don't forget to smile today. This is Review. If you like Review and would like to support the show, consider buying us coffee. Link in the description of this episode. For more local podcasts, check out more shows from Pipe Network.
Hi, my name is Mark Adem, and I'm the host of Quan Talks the Podcast, a podcast show that we can discuss different hot trending topics from love, social media, politics, and many more. May pagkulitan, makipagkwentuhan lang dito sa Quan Talks the Podcast. See you there!